DNA confirms that the victim is Simon Giles Peveril, 41 years old, convicted in 1998 for the murder of Cody Stafford.
Uniform have found Simon's father, Dr. Peveril.
Where?
On the Leeds and Liverpool Canal.
Edward Peveril is our priority.
It's not what you think.
And what's that?
That I hurt him? That I was responsible in some way?
Why should I believe you?
I would never deliberately harm him.
Alice, I want you to tell me what's going on.
Nothing.
Well, there obviously is, or you wouldn't have run away.
You promise not to tell Dad. Promise.
We need to know who Simon associated with while he was inside. Talk to the inmates. Anyone who knew him. Find out whether he had any enemies. Maybe someone had a grudge against him.
And what about him?
We've no idea.
He's one of our suspects. He was caught on camera on Chaplin Way.
He's wearing Karumas.
Hmm?
Furiata Karuma trainers? They're collectibles.
Why didn't I notice that?
I tell you, I can murder a coffee.
There's half a thermos and some biscuits in the conference room. McCaffrey's just been briefing the commissioner on the latest developments. He wanted to know where you were.
What did you tell him?
That you were interviewing witnesses.
Thanks. I owe you.
How is Alice this morning?
Not exactly thrilled.
I'm not surprised. She travels 300 miles and gets palmed off with a nan for the day.
Well, Kat'll be pleased at least.
I thought she didn't get on with her mum.
She doesn't, but she'd rather Alice was with her than with me. Anyway, I've no choice. She can't sit around here all day, especially with McCaffrey poking about.
Boss!
What is it?
Have a look at these two photos from the Chaplin Way CCTV.
Everyone's waiting.
Spot the difference.
What?
The first one was taken at 21:17, the second at 22:19.
There's a bird in this one?
Mm-mm.
Different car parked at the top of the road?
Nope. Look closely at our man in trainers.
Nope, no idea. Give up.
They're different. The first picture...
Before the fire?
He's approaching the hostel wearing the Karumas, like Alice said. The second...
After walking away?
He's wearing a different pair of shoes. See?
Yeah.
All right. Talk to Jolene in forensics. See what she's got to say.
I'll check out some stores as well. He could have just bought them.
No. Concentrate on Kirkham. Any news on Peveril's alibi?
Still chasing up taxi firms. I'll see how they're doing.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you everyone. Thank you.
Sorry.
You're no doubt aware that this investigation has now gone public, complicating matters even further. As you know, the body of Simon Peveril was found badly burned after a fire at Mary Leanne House, the victim of a blunt force trauma to the head. So far, we have three main lines of inquiry, the first being Jackie Stanton Hope. The Serious Fraud Office have, in the last few days, opened an investigation into financial irregularities at the Stanton Hope Foundation, the charity that runs the hostel.
What's the latest?
They're still trawling through documents, so it's going to take a while. Jackie, as you'd expect, is denying any misconduct.
The second line of inquiry is Simon's father, Edward Peveril. Do you see a sign?
Yeah. We know he took a taxi to the care home to see his wife, Grace, on the night Simon was murdered. That much has been confirmed, although he never went in. Now he claims that he then went for a drink.
We've checked the pub, the Baltic. No one remembers him.
There was a pub quiz that night. It was busy, so it's possible he could have gone unnoticed. We know he was dropped off at around 21:30. It's possible he could have walked from the junction of Blackford Road and Down Road to Mary Leanne House before 22:26 when the fire was called in. Timing fits. So until we find the second taxi, which he claims took him back to the boat at around 2200 hours, he remains a key suspect. Now, so far, intel on Simon Peveril's final movements is sketchy. We know he caught a train to Hale on the 3rd of January, day before he was killed.
We've got him leaving the station at 9:44. Yeah. He then walks along Ashley Road to his father's house on Grange Road, where he's seen by a neighbour, Matthew Horridge.
The house is locked. His father isn't in, so he leaves a note, breaks into the garden shed, steals a bike, and cycles off to the Autumn Care rest home on Golston Vale, Timperley, to visit his mother. According to staff, he left at around 11:30. Now, at the moment, there are approximately 4 hours unaccounted for before he's picked up again by cameras on Gleeson Road, heading towards the city centre, which... ironically, is where we lose him.
Half the cameras along that stretch are out of action. Vandalism or lack of maintenance. We're still gathering footage.
OK, so we need to know where he got to in that time. Whether he met anyone. Maybe he left his bike somewhere and walked. Check all the bike lockers, all the bike racks within a 4-mile radius of where he was last seen.
Well, the good news is it's fairly distinctive, a red rally bike with red and white tape on the handlebars. It's got a rack on the back, right?
We then have him arriving back at Piccadilly at 17:35, where he boards the train for Leeds. We know from the probation hostel he checked in before the curfew. We also know he headed back to Manchester the following day. What we don't know is where he went, who he might have met. We need to fill those gaps. Yeah. All right, that's it. Off you go.
Hang on.
What is it?
Wait a minute. Still got our CCTV man here in Japanese trainers. These are extremely rare, so if we can find who sold them to him, that gives us a lead. Why did he change them? Why turn up in one pair of shoes and an hour later walk off wearing another?
All right, DC Warbeck, this one's for you.
Yes?
Check out Collectors Online, specialist shops. Tanner, you might want to show her those CCTV photos of yours. Oh. Who was that on the phone?
One of the guards at Kirkham.
Anything?
Said he used to bring Simon books and that. Wordsworth, Coleridge. He was off his head half the time, apparently.
Simon?
No, Coleridge.
To the point.
All right, chill.
Chill? Been hanging out with Alice too long.
After his appeal, Simon tried to top himself and as a result spent a couple of months on the hospital wing, which is where he met Bentley.
Remind me?
Adam Bentley. Male orderly.
Is he mentioned in the psych report?
Not by name, no. But according to this chap, him and Simon became quite pally. Reckons if he talked to anyone, it would have been him.
Right, give us 5 minutes.
What for?
I'm coming with you.
Where to?
Kirkham. See this Bentley bloke?
He's not at Kirkham. He left 2 years ago.
And where is he?
Works on a Kerr farm in Todmorden.
Crumbs from the captain's table.
Where'd you find these?
Conference room. Might as well finish them off.
Party rings.
Come on then. Let's go.
You might want to look at this first.
What is it?
Latest CCTV footage just in.
I'll meet you there, boss.
When was this?
The 3rd. Same day he visited his parents' house.
Where are we?
Cameras on the corner of A-Town and Chatham Street show Simon cycling back towards Piccadilly. There he is again, different camera.
What time?
15:47. He takes a right and heads up towards St Peter's Square.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
He locks his bike to a lamppost and then enters the coffee shop on the corner. Orders at the counter, then sits down in the window. Waits a few minutes. And then... there. A woman enters. He gets up to greet her. They kiss.
Who is she?
No idea. But they obviously know each other well.
Can we get it any clearer than this?
They're working on enhancing the image now.
Has anyone talked to the owner?
Not yet.
OK. See what they have to say. She may be a regular. And get these printed off. Show them around. See if anyone recognises her. And make it a priority.
Boss?
Yeah, top of Fulton Street. There's a string of shoe shops I thought I'd check out. How about you? Anything so far?
Nothing yet. Still checking stuff online.
All right. Let you know if you find anything.
Hey! Whoa, we are, Killy. Car park there, Chief.
Won't be long, mate.
I don't care. It's a private space.
5 minutes, that's all.
Are you deaf or something?
Look, mate.
Hey, I said it's private.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm not your mate. So move before I rearrange your face. You get me?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the photo's not great, but I thought the tash would suit.
You should have said.
I take it I can park here now.
Boss?
Have you seen Tanner?
No, not for a bit. Kat's mum just called.
Oh, what does she want?
She was wondering what time you were going to pick up Alice.
She's only just arrived.
She says she's got to go out later.
Since when? She told me she had nothing on all day.
You know, you're going to have to sort something a bit more permanent.
Kat wants her back in Cornwall.
That's understandable.
Look, she ran away for a reason. She's not going anywhere until I get to the bottom of it.
And have you thought what you're going to do with her in the meantime?
I'm working on it.
Because you can't keep dumping her on people.
I was thinking she and Mike seemed to get on well.
He's hardly a qualified childminder, though, is he? Personally, I won't leave my dog with him.
You haven't got a dog?
If I did. Unless I thought there was a chance it might bite him.
Where have you been?
Following up on a few leads.
So I gather... I had a call from DC Warbeck.
Oh, yeah?
Believe it or not, there are other people just as capable as you on this team.
I was the one who spotted the difference.
And I told you to leave it to her. I meant it.
That's not fair.
Life isn't. Did you find anything?
No.
Well, there you go, then. can't afford to have you wasting time.
I might have found something if it weren't for some bolshy bloke.
What bloke?
Some idiot in an Armani suit objected to me parking in his space. Soon backed off when I showed him my ID.
Right, well, never mind that. Come on, before we get soaked. Adam Bentley.
That's right.
DCI Stone. This is D.I. Tanner. We were wondering if we could have a word.
Just let me finish feeding this lot and I'll be right with you.
Right.
I hear there was another demonstration at Jackie Towers last night.
About 50 or so, plus hangers-on. Exaggerated by the media, of course.
Sounds like the pressure's mounting for us to go.
Ah, good girl.
Yeah?
Text from Chloe. She can look after Alice.
Have you mentioned it to Alice?
What?
Might be an idea.
Why?
No reason.
She's thinking of taking her bowling.
Right.
She'll like that. What?
Nothing.
The more time they can spend together, the better.
You know, if you ever want to dispose of a body, then a pig's your answer.
Why'd you say that?
Just read it somewhere. Apparently they can eat the whole lot.
Sorry about that. How can I help?
We wanted to talk to you about Simon Peverell.
Oh, aye?
He was an inmate at Kirkham.
That's right.
We've been told that you knew him well.
Why?
He was murdered last week.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Well, where? What happened?
He was found at Mary Leanne House.
The hostel?
That's right.
I heard about the fire, but I didn't realise...
When was the last time you saw him?
Not since Kirkham. I can't believe it.
Why did you leave the prison service?
Fancy the challenge. It was Simon who inspired me to retrain.
What do you do here?
We work with people with mental health needs. Give them a sense of purpose, a routine. The one thing everyone wants is structure to their lives. Even prisoners. Well, especially prisoners. It's the one thing they miss when they're released.
What did you make of Simon?
I liked him. We got on. I think he found it harder than most.
Why do you say that?
The majority of cons tend to accept the lot, even if they're not happy about it. Simon was different.
How do you mean?
It would have been far easier for him to just plead guilty. He would have been released sooner for one thing.
And you believed him?
It's irrelevant what I think. The point is, it's all he had. And he had the strength of conviction to hang on to it. If you'd have said suicide, I wouldn't have been surprised. Hey, here we go.
Did he ever mention his father?
I know it upset him that he didn't believe him. I think that's why he threw himself into his studies.
A distraction?
Partly. And to prove a point.
He got first.
That's right.
Did he ever tell his father?
Not that I know. He wrote to his mother regularly, though, so maybe he knew.
And she visited too?
Once a week.
Did you ever meet her?
No, but he talked about her a lot.
We read about his suicide attempt in the psych report.
Yeah, at Kirkham.
What can you tell us?
After he failed to get leave to appeal, he couldn't see a future.
Even with only a couple of years to go.
It can still feel like a lifetime. On top of everything, he blamed himself for his brother's death. Well, I think.
Michael?
Yeah.
He talked about him?
Once or twice. Apparently he used to always sleep facing his cot. The night he died, Simon told me he turned away. Then not long after that, he was sent off to boarding school. As punishment, he reckoned.
He said that?
Not in so many words, no. But that's what he thought. And one day, it all got too much for him. He managed to get hold of a blade and they found him in his cell in a pool of blood and transferred him straight to the hospital wing.
Which was when you first met him?
No, not quite.
Oh?
But a couple of years before that, he was attacked during association. Oh, they did a pretty good job on him too. Severed his ear.
So that's how it happened?
Did they know who was responsible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he transferred from Hatfield. And that's the thing. It was completely avoidable.
How?
They'd been in the same gang.
Simon and his attacker?
They had history.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Sorry.
It's all right.
Scottish. McMillan.
McCallion?
Yeah, maybe.
Stuart McCallion?
Rings a bell.
Who's he?
I was one of the officers on the original case. Stewie McCallion was a key prosecution witness.
Well, according to Simon, he lied. He reckoned he was friends with the victim.
Cody Stafford.
There'd been some wrangle between Simon and McCallion a couple of months before the murder. Drugs.
And the trial was Stewie's way of getting even.
According to Simon. And I've no reason not to believe him.
So he gets on the wing and starts flexing his muscles.
Whose bright idea was it to stick them together?
No idea. I'm afraid that's about all I can tell you.
Okay, Adam, thanks. You've been very helpful.
As I say, he wasn't like the others. Hey, tell me, how's his mother?
She's in a care home. Alzheimer's.
Oh, what a shame. She used to visit most weeks. I felt for her and his girlfriend.
What? What girlfriend?
Well, there was another woman who came. Younger, I just assumed she was his girlfriend.
How often was this?
Once, twice a month in the last 18 months or so.
And what did she look like?
Early 40s, black.
Is this her?
Yeah, that's her.
Our cafe woman. Did he ever mention her name?
No.
You sure?
Positive. She just used to sit there writing away.
What do you mean?
Making notes.
A reporter?
I suppose she could have been, yeah.
We know he wrote to the papers. Maybe she was doing a piece.
I never thought of it before, but in hindsight, yeah, she could have been a journalist. Hey, there'll be a log of prison visitors. You might want to check that.
Boss, we found the taxi.
And?
He's telling the truth. The driver picked up Edward Peveril outside the Baltic Arms at 22:05 and took him back to the boat.
So he's off the hook then?
Looks like it. He even mentioned the book.
How come?
Apparently, he left it on the back seat. The driver went after him and tried to give it back, but Edward told him to keep it.
Too many memories.
I spoke to the coroner as well. They're releasing Simon's body.
We'd better let the family know.
You think they'll want to go?
Who knows?
Is this cosy room for a small one?
Hardly.
Any luck with the prison log?
Harrington.
Who's Harrington?
The woman from the cafe. She was a regular visitor at Kirkham.
Was her first name?
Just sign herself in as Ms. Harrington each time.
What about an address?
Already checked it out. Postcode she used doesn't exist.
And who the hell is she?
Someone who obviously doesn't want to be found.
Might not even be a real name.
Maybe she's married. Maybe they were having an affair.
She starts off writing letters, then visits. It wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe the husband found out. Comes across their letters. Got a motive right there.
Possibly. It's a lot of maybes.
Simon would have told her where he was staying. He follows him to the hostel, confronts him.
We don't even know that they were in a relationship.
All right, then, what about this Macmillan bloke?
McCallion. What's about him?
If him and Simon share a past, then maybe he'd know. Odds are he'd have seen her. Heard something on the wing, especially if she was a hack. Nothing stays secret in there for long.
What have we got on McCallion?
Released on licence 6 months ago. He attended his first few meetings. Since then, he's gone AWOL. His probation officer hasn't seen him in weeks.
Then he's got to be a suspect.
Why hasn't anyone followed it up?
They've got a million and one other things to do.
Have you got an address for him?
He was meant to be staying with an aunt. Flat 186 Kentmere Rise.
So what's McCallion like?
Total scroat. He's been dealing since he was 9 years old. In and out of numerous young offenders' institutions. Possession, criminal damage, GBH. 6 months after the trial, he was done for possessing a firearm. Banged up for 2 years.
And they believed him in court?
I interviewed him myself, me and McCaffrey.
And?
CPS would have thrown it out if there was the slightest doubt. Alice?
Where are you?
What do you mean?
Nan called you ages ago.
Oh, shit.
She's gone.
Where?
I don't know. Are you coming or not?
All right. All right, I'm on my way.
Everything all right?
Slight detour. Bloody Audrey.
You know you should talk to Alice?
I've tried.
I don't think she really knows what's going on.
Well, that makes two of us, then.
You're late.
What are you doing sat out here?
Waiting for you.
What's the matter with inside? It's freezing.
I told you it'd only be 5 minutes.
When?
An hour ago.
Why did you say that?
I didn't want to know when you messed up again.
Hey, wait. Alice, there's no need to get upset.
She's right, though. You never do what you say you will.
Alice, stop. Look, I'm sorry. It's been one of those days. Ask Mike.
Get me involved.
She said you were unreliable. I told her she were talking rubbish.
You said that.
She's right, though.
That's not true.
What's so important this time?
Alice, someone's been murdered. I can't just drop everything.
There's always something.
But what do you expect me to do?
Boss.
Come on, get in the car. I'm taking you to Chloe's.
I don't need babysitting.
She said she'd take you bowling.
I don't want to go bowling.
Come on.
Get off me.
Alice. Oh, what am I supposed to do now?
It was my fault, Alice.
What?
We were on our way to collect you and I realised I'd left the gas on.
Yeah, right.
I was trying to cook breakfast this morning, the knob fell off. Only when I put it back on, I must have put it on the wrong way.
Your rubbish light, you know.
I thought I'd turned it off, but it was still on.
Yeah?
So you can blame me.
You're full of it, you know that.
Come on. Hey, I'll tell you what.
What?
There's a drive-through coffee place on the way to Chloe's. We can get a, you know, thingamajig, or whatchamacallit.
Macchiato.
With all the trimmings. Anyway, what's wrong with bowling? I love bowling, me.
How about you come as well?
I wish I could, but I can't. Doesn't mean you can't have fun. Come on, why don't you give it a go?
Right.
Sue.
I thought you'd be back by now. What's going on?
Oh, we had to drop Alice at Chloe's. Any luck with our cafe, woman?
Nothing yet.
It's possible she may have been a journalist. Try the papers, local and national. Freelance staff as well. And run a check on any articles about the original Stafford case.
Right.
She might have covered the trial.
This is it. Kent Mirrorise Estate.
Nice. What are they burning over there?
Best not to ask.
Flats 150 to 190. This way. Tanner? What's wrong?
I want to use the other stairs.
It's just at the top here.
See up there.
Tanner! Tanner! What was all that about?
Doesn't matter.
Looks empty. You sure this is right?
Number 186.
Doesn't look like anyone's lived here for years. It's open.
Hello? Anyone in?
You'd think they'd give up sending this stuff. Double glazing, luxury cruises. Child support agency.
He's got a kid.
Looks like it. Stuart McCallion, father. Poor little sod.
Doesn't look like he's been paying up either.
Now there's a surprise. Let's get on to them, find out who the mother is.
Dana Molyneux, Stewie McCallion's partner, lives on the Bridgeton estate.
How old's the child?
Amber, 12 months.
Then I guess there's still hope.
Right, let's pay her a visit. I bet your tenor Stewie's not far away. No lights on?
Doesn't look like we're having much luck today.
Hello?
Maybe we should come back later.
Wait, someone's coming.
Can I help?
Dan Molyneux.
Who wants to know?
DCI Stone, DI Tanner. We're looking for Stuart McCallion.
Well, if you find him, tell him I've been on to the CSA. Tell him he owes me.
Is this Amber?
Yeah.
She's lovely.
She's poorly at the moment.
What's up?
I don't know. She's been up whinging all night.
Could be teething.
Just been down to the chemist's. They gave me something.
When did you last see him?
Not in ages.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look, I don't know where he is and I don't care, all right?
Does the name Cody mean anything to you? Cody Stafford?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to think about that?
What is wrong with you two? I've said I don't know her.
Him.
What?
Cody's a man. Or was.
Makes no difference. I still don't know him.
Do you recognise this person?
No.
Take your time.
Is it Beyonce?
I don't think so.
Same hair?
We think she might be a reporter.
Well, then how would I know her?
Maybe she was in touch with Stewie?
No.
How'd you know?
What?
You haven't seen him in ages, how would you know?
It's Mickey, isn't it?
What?
Mickey Tanner?
Mickey?
That's right.
Blimey, you've changed.
You two know each other then?
I used to live on Kentmere Rise.
Really?
You joined the busies then?
That's right.
Not surprised.
Oh?
After what happened to your dad?
Come on, let's go.
If you see Stewie, tell him we'll be back.
He didn't deserve it. What they did to him.
What was all that about?
Nothing.
Deserve what?
Doesn't matter.
No?
No.
What did they do?
Who?
Well, I don't know, do I? That's what I'm asking.
The Cleavey brothers. They used to run the local gang.
And your dad got in the way?
Wasn't hard. Wrong word. Look.
So what happened?
Broke his arm in three places. Broken jaw. He was in hospital for a fortnight, off work for months.
How long did they get?
He never reported it.
Why not?
He was afraid. Never let on to anyone who it was.
How come you knew?
Doesn't matter.
Someone saw something?
Maybe.
Told you?
I don't remember.
Really?
What's it matter? It was years ago.
Well, it's just odd that I saw something like that. I'd stick with you.
All right, I saw them.
What?
I saw them do it. In the stairwell, I saw them beat the shit out of him. I watched and I did nothing. Happy now?
Sorry, Mike. Hold on.
Alice? I want you to talk to Chloe.
Why? What's the matter?
She won't let me get my nose pierced.
I should hope not.
What do you mean?
Look, your mother's already told you.
It doesn't matter. I'm not at school anymore.
But you will be. Soon. Put Chloe on. Alice? Alice!
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to pry. Forget it. It just seemed...
I think you should talk to her. Properly.
What?
Alice.
She's 13. There's no way she's getting her nose pierced.
Maybe there's more to it.
Besides, Kat would go mental.
Oh, so it's Kat.
What?
It's what she thinks.
No. It's not just Kat. You've got to be consistent.
Right. And has she talked to her at all?
No idea. Why does she want her nose pierced anyway?
Maybe she wants to stand out. To be noticed.
And get herself kicked out of school.
She might not mind getting excluded.
Well, why would she want to do that? Has she said something to you?
No.
You would tell me if she had.
Of course. I'm just trying to see things from her perspective. Should try it.
Wait, look out.
What?
Bloke in the cap.
They've all got caps.
Short arse at the back.
What about him?
Last time I was here, he chucked stones at the car.
I blame the parents.
Yeah, well, you would. Guess who's with him? Don't look.
What do you mean, don't look? You can't say that and expect me not to look.
It's Stewie.
I gathered that. What's he doing?
Eating chips. Walking up towards the flats.
She must have found him.
Well, if she didn't, he's pretty relaxed about it. Right, he's crossing behind the car. Wait for it. Slowly. Slowly, catchy monkey. Go.
Stop! Please! Come here! Go back and get the car.
What?
Get the car! Stop him! Someone stop him! Tanner.
Boss.
He's heading down Buxton Street, towards the underpass. If you head round to the south side, you can cut him off.
I'm not going anywhere.
What are you talking about? Why not?
They stole the bloody windscreen.
Oh.
What happened to you two, then?
We were only gone a minute. Bastards. It's not funny, we had him.
It's all round the station. The tow truck driver must have said something.
I bet he did. Any luck with those files?
Afraid not.
What do you mean?
They're not in the archives.
They must be. I wrote them up myself.
Nothing for McCallion from September to December 1998. The subsequent stuff, reams of it, various transcripts, tapes and reports, but none of his interviews or his witness statements from the Stafford case.
Maybe they were put somewhere else.
Don't see why they would be. I looked everywhere.
Ah, there you are.
Sir...
I hear you've been having fun and games.
Depends on your sense of humour.
Could I have a word in your office?
Of course.
I gather you've tracked down Stuart McCallion.
That's right.
Is he a suspect?
We're following up every lead. He attacked Simon Peveril when they were in Kirkham together. As a result, Peveril spent 3 months on the hospital wing.
I see.
It's possible Peveril tried to make contact with him on his release, or vice versa. We're still checking CCTV. Certainly no love lost between them.
Well, the sooner we make an arrest, the better. It's a question of damage limitation at this stage. The press are already having a field day.
Sir.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Oh, there was one thing.
What?
His files seem to be missing.
Whose?
McCallion's. There's no sign of them downstairs.
Have you checked the old Drayton roadside? Not everything came across in the move.
Right. I'll let them know.
Keep me posted. Oh, by the way, you were spotted outside Jacket Towers last night during the demonstration.
I thought it might be diplomatic to put in an appearance. As usual, the media hyped things. We had everything under control.
Glad to hear it. The last thing we want is to be accused of bias, especially if the shit hits the fan. Between you and I have a feeling that things may be coming to a head. They've just announced they're closing another hostel.
No wonder investors are jumpy.
Well, there's pressure for her to go from all sides now.
I'm amazed she's held out this long.
Certainly requires a degree of chutzpah. Has everything gone off to the SFO?
They're sorting through it now.
Good. And I gather you've interviewed the father, Dr. Peverell.
That's right. He's no longer a suspect. We're currently trying to trace a woman who's visited Simon in prison, met with him the day before he was murdered. Mm. We think she could be a reporter.
Well, keep me up to speed, won't you? You and I have a vested interest in this one.
Sir.
What was all that about?
Justifying his salary. Check the old Drayton Road site for those McCallion files. McCaffrey reckons they still might be there.
You all right?
Feels like we're pissing in the wind on this one. We're still no nearer identifying a firm suspect.
And what about Stewie?
Where's the motive?
Grudge?
He's already beaten him up once. Why come back for a second go?
Maybe Simon went after him, confronts him. Perhaps it was self-defence.
Can't see it.
If Stewie was a key witness and Simon felt he'd been stitched up, then I reckon that's motive enough.
Here you go. Thought you might want a coffee.
Oh, that's sweet.
Not you. I'll tell you something. I think I might join a gym. Used to be able to run for miles, no sweat. Do a couple of 100 yards, I feel crucified.
Burpees.
Pardon?
Jolene and I do them together every morning, get the old cardiovascular going.
Too much information.
Anything yet on the CCTV?
It's up on the screen.
What do you want to do about McCallion?
As soon as he reappears, we pick him up.
Think he will?
Well, his coat was hanging on the back of the door. Odds are the rest of his stuff's there.
So you reckon he's in the frame?
I've no idea. At the moment, everyone's a suspect. So what you got?
Well, we know Simon caught the train back to Leeds after meeting Harrington.
And was signed in at the hostel that night.
Right. Well, watch this. Here he is the following morning, arriving into Piccadilly. This is the day of his murder.
With his bike. What's he doing back here?
We've got him cycling up to St. Peter's Square. There he is.
Crosses the road. Heads down Lower Mosley Street towards the canal.
Now we lose him for about 10 minutes.
That's where I was earlier. The road goes around to the right. There's a shoe shop on the junction.
And we pick him up again on Deansgate, there. He chains his bike to a lamppost and walks along to some offices.
What number? Where is this?
64.
And what's the building?
It's registered to Dixon Leisure Holdings. They own a string of restaurants and clubs across the northwest.
What's he doing there?
He enters the building at 11:15, talks to reception. Then if we spin forward a bit...
Who's this?
Philip Dixon, CEO.
That's him.
Who?
The bloke in the Armani suit. Mr. Angry.
It seems legit from what we can tell. 42 years old, divorced, not even a parking fine.
And what's Simon doing with him?
No idea, but then they disappear into the lifts.
Anything more?
He reappears at 12:02.
So he's in there for over 3/4 of an hour?
At which point he gets back on his bike and heads west along Fortin Road.
All right. Good work. Looks like we'd better pay Mr. Dixon a call. What would he be doing with Simon Peverell?
What if he's the husband?
What?
Married to Harrington and her and Simon were having an affair.
What happened to the journalist idea?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Except he's divorced.
Since when?
I've no idea. But why would Simon go and see him?
Maybe he threatened her. Maybe that's why they met in the cafe. She was warning him to stay away. Simon refuses and goes to confront him.
Hoping for what? His blessing? I don't buy it. We don't even know they're linked.
There he is.
Where?
Outside the office. Black Beamer.
Mr. Dixon?
Yeah?
DCI Stone. This is D.I. Tanner. Can we have a word?
What about?
It's probably better if we talk inside.
Oh, lads. I'm meant to be in Ormskirk half an hour ago, you know.
Won't take long.
Right, yeah, come in. Take a pew.
Thanks a lot. Nice suit, by the way.
Yeah, cheers. Have we met before?
Don't think so.
Impressive collection of paintings you've got.
Yeah. Yeah, I like art.
Recognise that one.
Yeah, the view from Victoria Bridge towards the cathedral. Lovely. So, How can I help you, gents?
We're making inquiries into the death of a homeless man.
Huh?
Simon Peverell.
No, never heard of him.
You sure?
Quite sure. How'd he die?
Murdered.
Oh, sorry.
Thought you didn't know him.
I didn't.
Then there's no need to apologise.
I meant it's regretful when anyone dies.
I see.
This was taken last Thursday.
What's this?
A picture of you and Simon Peverell. Mr. Dixon.
Ah, I didn't realise that was his name.
So you didn't know him then?
Not well, no. He wanted a job. I just met him on the street, you know.
How did he know who you were?
I'm well known around here. He thought there might be something going on in one of the clubs or restaurants.
And what did you tell him?
That he needed to talk to personnel. I don't hire people like that, you know?
Like what?
Kitchen, bar staff. I don't get involved.
I see. This is you entering your office. And there is Simon 3/4 hour later, leaving.
Like I say, that's all it was.
That's a long time to say no.
Or was he after something else?
Such as?
You tell us.
No.
Do you always invite people you've never met to your office?
Why didn't you just tell him then outside in the street?
Look, right. He came up to me and we started talking. Like I say, he was wanting work, so I told him to speak to one of my managers. I didn't have the number, so he came back. We were just around the corner. I gave him the details, and that was that. End off.
That's very generous of you. Busy man like yourself, giving up your valuable time.
Hey, look, I treat people like I'd like to be treated. I always have done. Right, it makes no difference to me if they're homeless or not. I've been very, very lucky in my life. I realise that. I count my blessings every day. So, if I can help people less fortunate than me, then I will. Is that such a crime?
Not in itself.
And did he?
Did he what?
Ring.
I've no idea.
I see.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to call someone? I mean, you went to all the trouble of bringing him back here, giving him the number and so on. You might as well have just picked up the phone yourself, talked to whoever, sorted.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. But then again, we don't always do what's obvious, do we? So, is that it? We finished?
For the time being.
He's lying.
Of course he is. All that bollocks about helping people. Only shame is we've not enough to bring him in. Not yet, anyway.
So we just let him walk?
Wouldn't you ask?
Ask what?
How he died.
You'd have thought, wouldn't you?
He wasn't even curious.
So what now?
We wait.
For
his next move. He clearly knows more than he's letting on.
Boss, how'd you get on?
Tanner's gone back to keep an eye on our Mr. Dixon.
Why, what did he have to say?
Not a great deal. That's the problem.
There was a call from Adam Bentley while you were out.
What did he want?
Inquiring about Simon Peverell's funeral. Wishes to pay his respects.
At least I'll have some company then.
I assumed I'd be going. Second pair of eyes.
Have Cody Stafford's family been told?
Not yet.
Best keep them informed. Not that they'll want to go.
What was he like, Cody?
Well, he was no saint. But he didn't deserve to die.
How much longer? I'm starving.
What's happening?
Sod all. I've been here hours and he's not even left the building.
Well, he's going to have to sooner or later. And when he does, I want to know where he goes.
Hey, up. Spoke too soon.
What is it?
He's coming out. He's carrying something.
What?
Not sure. Looks like a brown paper bag. He's heading this way.
Tanner. Tanner.
Hang on a minute. All right.
Here we go. Compliments of the house. 6-ounce flame-grilled hamburger made from locally sourced beef with dry-cured bacon and grated cheese, eh? Now, would you like ketchup on your fries?
No, thanks.
No, all right. Oh, and here, and watch where you park around here. The wardens are a nightmare. Enjoy, kid.
Tanner? Are you still there?
Boss?
What was all that about?
We've been numbled.
Oh, I thought I told you to be discreet, you moppet. What are you eating?
Nothing.
Well, get your arse over to Bridgeton. Our friends returned, and this time we've got a warrant.
Nice one, Tonto.
It wasn't my fault.
It never is. How was the burger?
How'd you know?
You still got cheese on your chin.
Could have done with more fries. So what's the plan?
Apparently, he got back about an hour ago, and he's still in there. I'll take the door, you cover the stairs.
Right.
All set?
Hang on. Better out than in. Right, let's do it.
Police! Open up!
Police! Police!
Nobody move! Police! Tanner! In here!
What?
Somehow I don't think he's going to give us a slip this time. Stewie! Stewie! Call an ambulance.
Ambulance to flat 5, Bellamy House.
Come on.
On Brixton Estate.
Stay with us.
Overdose. How is he?
Pulse is slowing.
What are they saying?
He's still in ICU. It's not looking good. If we got there earlier, we could have done something.
Don't beat yourself up, John.
Get them to let us know if there's any change.
I thought Tanner was still there.
No, I sent him back to keep an eye on our friend Dixon. Hopefully he won't get spotted this time. Have you seen my tie?
It was on your desk earlier.
It's not there.
Have you checked your pockets? Men's eyes.
Yeah, that's what Chloe always said.
How are things between you two?
What do you mean?
Well, I was talking to...
Oh, Tanner.
Yeah.
What's he been saying now?
He just
thought... Yeah? Well, he thought wrong. Wish people would mind their own business. What time's the service?
Half an hour.
Adam.
Inspector.
This is DS Kelly.
Hi.
Looks like it's just the three of us.
There's still a few minutes. You never know.
His mother would have come if she was up to it.
He would have liked that.
Well, I guess that's it. Time's up.
I thought his father may have had a change of heart.
Evidently not.
Beautiful flowers.
Yeah. She said she couldn't stay.
Who?
Mel.
Mel?
Yeah, I got it wrong. She wasn't his girlfriend after all.
Harrington?
Yeah, she was just a friend.
What, she was here?
Sat where you are when I arrived.
And you talked to her?
Yeah, briefly. She introduced herself. I told her you'd be coming and that Simon'd get a proper send-off. And then she just got up and left.
How long ago?
What, 5, 10 minutes? I'm surprised you didn't bump into her on your way in.
What was she wearing?
Leather jacket, jeans.
Thank you, Adam.
Check the florist. See if anyone recognises her. Excuse me, mate. Have you seen this woman? She was here just now.
No, sorry, but...
Have you seen this woman? She was wearing a black leather jacket.
No.
How about you?
Yeah, I seen her.
Where?
Down by the bus station.
Sue!
There she is!
Hey! Stop! Police!
It's me. The police have been around asking questions. Be careful.
In Stone, DCI Stone was played by Hugo Spear, DI Mike Tanner by Craig Cheatham, and DS Sue Kelly by Deborah McAndrew. McCaffrey was played by Conrad Nelson, Dana by Olivia Sweeney, Philip Dixon by Kieran O'Brien, Adam Bentley by Reuben Johnson, and Alice by Sydney Wade. Stone was created by Danny Brocklehurst. It was written by Richard Monks, script edited by Caitlin Crawford, and produced by Nadia Molinari.